Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I'm your host, Jason. I have a pretty good episode scheduled for you. This one is not super long, but that's okay. Doesn't mean it's not cool. All right, let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and we will get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Instagram and X under Super Deep Dive, and under TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I post superhero memes daily. I post videos daily, so please comment, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. All that good stuff. I am 100% behind it, and I really appreciate your support, especially on YouTube. Now, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, critiques, or requests for future episodes, YouTube is absolutely the best way. But if you don't want to get on YouTube, you can email me directly as well at b4itall@yahoo.com. I get emails frequently, so I am all about that too. That's great. All right, so this week I am covering Diamondback. She was kind of like a Captain America wannabe sidekick for a while. She was also a member of the Serpent Society. So, fun fact about the Serpent Society. It was formed by Sidewinder as he gathered a number of villains with snake-themed powers. The group was organized more like a supervillain labor union, with the members providing protection for each other, sharing profits, and things like that. Wow, so a supervillain labor union. That's pretty funny. It's pretty cool. Alright, Diamondback. Her real name is Rachel Layton, and Rachel Layton was born in Austin, Texas. She was once a part-time sales clerk at a boutique, but later became a mercenary. How do you go from that? Like, that's a big jump. I don't know. In Captain America number 319, she reveals to Captain America that she has a brother and that she, when she was younger, was introduced by him to the super criminal known as the Trapster. In exchange for weaponry that the Trapster provides her with, Layton suggests that in return she prostitutes herself to the criminal. One of the members of the original Serpent Society, Diamondback, was a seductively sly woman with expertise in hand-to-hand combat, being trained by Anaconda at Taskmaster's Academy. Her gimmick was that she threw acid-laced or poison-tipped diamonds at her enemies. Because that's entirely snake-like, right? After her first confrontation with Captain America while on assignment to find MODOK, she was instantly smitten. Diamondback was assigned to take Captain America into custody from the Porcupine, but was reluctant to attack, concentrating her efforts on the Porcupine instead. She later attempted to form a partnership with Captain America to locate the Scourge of the Underworld. Now, Viper staged a coup of the Serpent Society, causing several of her underlings to infiltrate as new members and setting Viper up to take over by force. Diamondback and their current leader, Sidewinder, escaped, recruiting Captain America's allies to rescue the Serpents who were still loyal to Sidewinder. After a fierce battle in which Viper was defeated, Sidewinder abandoned the Serpent Society. Diamondback stayed on for a while under the new leader, Cobra. Cobra! I'm sorry, if any of you guys got G.I. Joe flashbacks like I did, you're in good company. Or I'm in good company. We together are in good company. Alright. Rachel was later revealed to have resigned from the Serpent Society and somehow temporarily switched bodies with the X-Men Dazzler. This led in part to a confrontation between the Serpent Society and the X-Men. Diamondback later alerted Captain America to the Bloodstone Hunt, where she aided Captain America in combat with Batroc, Machete, Zaran, and Baron Helmut Zemo. She also encountered Crossbones for the first time, and Diamondback later accompanied Captain America to the Red Skull's Skull House. Diamondback and Captain America eventually went on their first date, aided by Rachel's friends in the Serpent Society, Asp, Black Mamba, and Anaconda. She then battled the Black Widow and acquired a new costume, because that's what happens, right? Like, she leveled up, I guess. Diamondback was eventually put on trial by the Serpent Society for her consorting with the enemy, which most of the Society assuming incorrectly that Diamondback had betrayed their secrets to Captain America. But she didn't actually do that. But she was found guilty for her actions and almost executed. She escaped with Captain America and Paladin's help, and later hired Paladin to help get revenge on the Serpent Society. Along with her best friends Mamba and the Asp, she formed Bad Girls Incorporated. So, it's all capital letters for bad. It's capital B, capital A, capital D. That stands, B is Black Mamba, A for Asp, and D for Diamondback. Wow. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall during that, like, creative meeting there. Let's call them Bad Girls Inc. because they're the first initials of their names. Oh my goodness. After a failed kidnapping attempt from Anaconda, Diamondback was taken aboard Superior's ship and joined her Femizons under duress. While aboard Superior's ship, she was attacked by the Femizon Snapdragon, of whom Diamondback developed a phobia. After being rescued and then being used as a test subject by the Red Skull to see if the blood packets that Crossbones brought was really Captain America's blood, the Super Soldier Serum enhanced Diamondback, tracked down and confronted Snapdragon, who died in the fight. Later, there was a glitch discovered in the Super Soldier Serum that Cap was suffering from, and Diamondback went to Superior in hopes for a cure. Using her as a test subject, there was a 50-50 chance that the cure would either work or kill Diamondback. As an added stipulation, if the test was actually successful, Diamondback had to serve Superior as the second Snapdragon. Well, the experiment was a success, but she later got out of this deal when Superior was killed. Well, that's a good way to get out of a deal, right? Is for the person holding it to not be around, I guess. Alright, so Bad Girls Incorporated disbanded after that. Sometime later, Diamondback was infected with mind control nanoprobes by Baron Zemo. Diamondback suffered extensive neurological damage from the experience and spent an extended period of time recovering in S.H.I.E.L.D. care. Bad Girls Incorporated later reappeared in Cable and Deadpool with the original lineup intact. So she must have recovered, met up with her friends, and had like a girls' weekend or something. Like bottomless mimosas and bank robbery or whatever they do. Alright, Rachel's brother Danny is also known as Cutthroat. It was Danny and another of her brothers, Ricky, who originally fell in with a gang led by a man known as Bing, not the popular search engine. Alright, yearning to be included, she approached Bing alone. Upon claiming that she would do anything to join the gang, Rachel was beaten and possibly, assaulted by Bing, who years later became Crossbones, kidnapped her, starved her, and abused her until she agreed, with ulterior motive, to steal packages of Captain America's blood from Avengers Mansion. The Bing Crossbones guy murdered Danny Cutthroat, who was attempted to replace him as aide to the Red Skull, but also killed Rachel's third brother, Willie, who, despite being crippled in the military, he sought revenge by rifle for the brutality inflicted on his sister soon after she was originally mistreated. Diamondback later turned up along with Asp and Black Mamba during the Civil War as a member of the Secret Avengers. She took part in the final battle of the war but did not accept the offer of amnesty that came with Captain America's surrender. Later, Diamondback and the other bad girls were captured by the Mighty Avengers in a New York City street mall. Diamondback appears in Camp Hammond as an official recruit of the initiative, along with Ant-Man, Crusader, Melee, Geldof, Dragon Lord, Geiger, and Red Nine. All of them were defeated by Kia, K-I-A, a rogue clone of Michael Van Patrick. She later rejoined other members of the Initiative in battling the Skrulls in New York during the Secret Invasion storyline. When Norman Osborn assumes control of the Initiative during the Dark Reign storyline, Diamondback actually agrees to work for him. Diamondback is revealed as a member of the Initiative's new team for the state of Delaware, the Woman Warriors. After the Constrictor saves her life from a crashing plane, the two begin a relationship. However, Constrictor discovers that she is secretly working for Gauntlet's Avengers Resistance. Constrictor decides not to say anything, but worries about what would happen if she were to find out. Both Diamondback and Constrictor are part of the invasion of Asgard. Diamondback tries to contact the Resistance but cannot get through. She debates whether or not to help Thor when Osborn and several others gang up on him. When Maria Hill comes to Thor's defense by firing a rocket launcher at Osborn's men, Diamondback adds to the explosion by dropping some explosive diamonds. Constrictor saves her and the two argue about her reckless behavior. They witness Sentry killing Ares and Diamondback, sees Steve Rogers entering the battlefield. As the Avengers begin to turn the tide of the battle, Diamondback tries to get Steve Rogers' attention and make sure he knows that she and Constrictor are on his side. Constrictor misinterprets her actions and thinks she's abandoning him. She turns to find him, but at the same time, Sentry attacks Asgard's foundations on Osborn's orders. As Rachel and Constrictor reach out to each other, Asgard falls to the ground. Rachel is dug out by Steve Rogers, and Constrictor sees this, and thinking Rachel does not love him, flees the scene with Taskmaster. After Osborn's defeat, Rachel attends a party at Avengers Tower where Roger asks her to coordinate the remaining 50-state team. She tells him she will consider it. This isn't bad for someone that worked as like a cashier at a boutique or something, right? Like, this is, she's made some improvements in life, I hope. Later, Rachel is shown as working as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and sporting a new costume. As part of the 2015 to 2017 all-new, all-different Marvel rebranding, Captain America learns of Viper's plans with the Serpent Society, who are now operating under the new name of Serpent Solutions, because they have to keep a low profile, right? He visits the retired mercenary Diamondback for information on the group. Their meeting is interrupted by Cottonmouth, Black Racer, and Copperhead. During the ensuing battle, Black Racer stabs Diamondback in the stomach. After Captain America defeats the three villains, he rushed to Diamondback's aid. Diamondback immediately betrays Captain America, revealing herself to be a member of the Serpent Society once again, and Captain America is taken prisoner and brought to the Serpent Society's lair. This leads to a confrontation between the Serpent Society and Captain America, Joaquin Torres, Misty Knight, and Demolition Man, during which Diamondback turns against Viper and helps the heroes defeat the Society. You know, she needs to pick a side. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Diamondback, you're crazy. Diamondback is next seen working with her close friends Domino and Outlaw as mercenaries. Wow, so what do you guys think? Like, this is it for her history. There's not a whole lot. But, you know, like, she's... I think she's been given a lot more credit than she's due. Like, she's a freaking cashier. She went to be a mercenary. And then, like, they were just like, yep, you know what? She was always drawn, like, really kind of, like, sexy and flirtatious and stuff. I bet she is a product of what we call pretty privilege. You know, where if you're super attractive, I don't want to say things come easier for you, but yeah, I mean... You know, if you need help, people are more apt to help attractive people. If someone needs something, if someone, I mean, pretty much anything in life, you know? If you go for a job interview and someone is considerably more attractive, I'm not saying that it's a definite that they'll get the job because, you know, people look at things like qualifications, but let's say you have two people side by side and one is like same qualifications and everything, one is kind of overweight, they're dressed okay but not super great, and you see someone else come in, same qualifications, they're very attractive, fashionable, they're probably getting the job. I mean, it's pretty privilege, right? And that's the only privilege I really see. But I think she's a product of that. I think she's gotten a lot of breaks because of it. Mainly because her history isn't supporting anything else. But what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I'm also on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And YouTube is absolutely the best way. Please like, subscribe, comment, hit that notification bell. If you have questions, comments, concerns, fun facts, things about their history I may have missed, things you'd like to do with the character, as long as it's respectful, and if you have requests for future episodes, let me know. I'm here for it. All right, but let me get into her powers. So Rachel Lighten is an athletic woman with no real superhuman powers. She has skills in gymnastics and at pitching small ballistic objects with great accuracy, and at piloting small aircrafts. She also has knowledge of general street fighting techniques and some jiu-jitsu. Lighten wears a costume of synthetic stretch fabric backed by Kevlar weave with two bicep belts and two thigh belts for carrying throwing diamonds, concealed pockets in the boot tops, boot heels, glove tops, and brassiere for other throwing diamonds and throwing diamond earrings. Her personal weaponry consists of throwing diamonds, which are actually 4-inch hollow zirconium octahedrons. Although not made of diamond, they are shaped like diamonds. Containing various substances, spent uranium, plastic explosive, nitric acid, tear gas, smoke, cure-derived narcotics, etc. Her equipment was originally designed and manufactured by the Trapster, but her later design and manufacture was done by the Tinkerer. In fun facts, in 2020, Scary Mommy included Rachel Lighten as their 195 plus Marvel female characters that are truly heroic list. that's such a weird list. Like, that's 195 characters. I'm just, okay. In 2022, Screen Rant included Rachel Lighten as their 10 best anti-heroes not yet in the MCU list. A Diamondback appears in Marvel Discworld's The Avengers. This version is the partner of Rosetta Riley and a member of the Serpent Society. Diamondback appears in the Marvel Future Avengers episode Mission Black Market Auction. This version is a member of Bad Girls Incorporated, and she is hired alongside Asp and Black Mamba to guard a cruise ship where an illegal auction for an Infinity Stone is to take place. However, they are defeated by Wasp, Black Widow, and Charade. Diamondback also appears as a boss in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. I don't remember that. And I love the Ultimate Alliance games. And Diamondback appears as a playable character in LEGO Marvel's Avengers. So she's had some stuff, like she's there, but you know, she's one of those characters that she gets included in stuff and people don't really know her. But what are my final thoughts? Diamondback has always been a pretty cool character. I give her a hard time, but she's been a pretty cool character because she was totally hung up on Captain America, but it was only rarely that he actually returned the sentiment. But with that being said, it was her devotion to him that turned her to the good side. That's actually, you know, a pretty good hook right there, you know, if you think about it. Maybe if she was good enough, she could earn his love, or so she thought. And that's kind of the case with it. Like, he finally agreed to go on a date with her, but she had kind of had to prove herself to be one of the good guys, right? Because this is freaking Captain America we're talking about. That's America's ass on the line. So, Diamondback is just one of many characters associated with Captain America that would be wonderful street-level superheroes. You know, and this is great in the MCU because maybe as a series or something. Because, you know, we could see her turning away from her criminal ways and fighting for the good side and cleaning up the streets. It could be something to tie in with the new Cap film because we need to face it. Like, not all heroes need to deal with cosmic level threats. Like, they immediately put people in as like, yes, we need you to help save the universe. And it's like, come on. Like, that's not what a lot of these heroes are designed for. So, you know, something like that. Like, she needs to stay street level. The ones that are on the street are the ones that are really relatable, though. You know, so they need to kind of keep that going. But who would be a good choice to play Diamondback? You know, I could really see Lily Cole taking on the role. Like, she's not a stranger to strange roles. And she was Greta in Snow White and the Huntsman. She was also in... Oh my gosh, it's some weird name movie. But she's been in a couple different things. But she's got screen combat experience too, which is good. Because that means she could potentially do some of these action sequences that we need. But she's got like really fair skin, like red hair. She's kind of like a ginger, but not. Big eyes, which for some reason I think would work. I don't know. But that's just me. That's my opinion. I would love to hear your opinion. I really don't know what the storyline would be, though, for it. Like, I mean, I'm just assuming that with Captain America being pulled in so many different directions, with the government and, you know, Sam Wilson and stuff like that, and international things that he's got, he might have like troops on the ground in different areas, and she could be one of those troops on the ground. I could be a cool cameo. But what do you think? Let me know. You can find me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Don't forget, like, subscribe, comment. If you have questions, suggestions for future episodes, fun facts I may have missed, things you would like to do with the character, what would you like to do with Diamondback? Let me know. I am all about it, and I'd love to have a conversation about it, especially with other fans. But I think that's going to be it for me today. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.